Welcome to Radio Wave. This is Lunch and it's Soundscape with Chops Now, your destination for new music discoveries. And today I'm happy to showcase an exceptional talent from the US of A. It's brand new on Radio Wave and it's Nico Yor. And his birthday is around the corner, 4th of June. And I wonder what he's going to be getting up to. He's turning 24 and I'm sure it's going to be a party. Happy birthday, Nico Yor.
Hey, what's up? I'm Nico Yor. I got my head out the sunroof. I'm blasting my
favorite tunes. Nico Yor's sunroof was inescapable in 2022, and the upbeat pop hit is just the beginning for the rising singer. Deterred by a lack of collaboration and enticed by the option to sit comfortably at a desk, Nico Yor almost quit his music career before it began. Right before he was going to pull the plug, a DM from his now manager gave Yor the support he needed to take the leap of faith.
Pretty much, I met my manager through a DM. He slid in the DMs. I got this message from him that said that he was interested in my music and to send some demos. And I was really nervous and anxious about that. I didn't even want to respond because I didn't think my demos were good. And this was at a low in my music making where I wasn't making as much. And I was, I guess, just nervous about what I was making. Just kiss my lips to shut me up.
It's Nico Yor on Radio Wave, Soundscape with Chops, and he's an athlete. He played water polo at the highest levels. Next, his latest track, Shut Me Up, and this show is just dynamic vocals and lyrics galore. It's the perfect combination of emotion and lyrical prowess.
Where sunroof reflects on the purity of good friendship, Eyes on You calls upon the flirty beginnings of a crush. In the creation of the track, Yor wanted to include guitar riffs and melodies that evoke the same feeling he experienced while at a Thomas Rhett concert. Nico Yor has experimented with different sounds and gained a ton of insight as to who he is and what he likes in the early years of his career. She knew the California, she know that I adore
her. She got me like, ooh, I don't know what to... It's Nico Yor in the building. Round of applause for my family and friends in the house.
What's Nikki? Up?
Hey, howdy. Dude. Welcome back to New York City.
Thank you so much.
But
did we chat last time in
I think it was at a Jingle Ball? And then we were at Jingle Ball, and we were at our End of Summer Bash. Man, you've been a part of our family for a bit, dude. And let's recap how rad 2022 was and really get into in just a bit here how dope 23 is going to be. I've been saying I want to make this my GOAT year, so how about you, dude? But let's go back.
I mean... Well, firstly, same. Like, I just turned 23, so I was like, it's my Jordan year, baby. Let's do this. It's been a tough year, but it's been a good year, for sure. But, I mean, 2022 was, like, the craziest year of my life. A lot of things changed for me, and, you know, I'm part of the fam now here, which is dope. 100%. I feel very welcomed every time I'm here, which is amazing.
Although the weather doesn't quite, you know, equate to sunroof weather, I mean, the song is still, you know, a record that has been an absolute earworm for the world.
Yeah.
So we're still cranking it here. I got my head out the sunroof. I'm blasting my favorite tunes. I only got one thing on. Just kiss my lips to shut me up. Just pull me in. It's obvious.
And this song just effortlessly blends electronic elements with organic instrumentation, resulting in a rich and textured sound. Shut Me Up, the newest by Nico Yor from the US of A. And it's not just a catchy tune. It carries a powerful message of self-expression and breaking free from societal norms. Nicky's famous track Sunroof brought our attention to him and his potential in the music industry. He's living his best life dating model Brooke Crawford, and he's been making music since he was a kid. Now, it's his number one passion and focus, and he's on the show today.
Okay, guys. Seacrest with you. That is good right there. Nico Yor and Daisy is called Sun Roof. Seacrest with you. And when we play it, we crank it up all the time.
Sure do.
I'm gonna bring in Nico Yor right now.
I'm here.
Nicholas, nice to meet you.
Hello. Sorry, I got to change that name. How are we doing, Ryan?
Hey, we're doing great, brother. Thank you for coming on. We're loving your music.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. I have to say, I'm not going to say I'm most excited for this interview so far, but I'm very excited about this one. You guys are my hometown radio show. So stoked to be here. And thank you guys for having me on.
That's awesome. Well, I do want to hear, because like you have to understand. So Nico Yor, the song we're playing there, Sunroof, went to UC San Diego, got a degree, international business, and you were working at Dell?
I was working at Dell Tech. Yes, sir.
And what was your job at Dell Tech?
I was selling, I was an inside sales manager. So I was selling computers, software, all hardware, all that good stuff.
So you grew up in Aliso Viejo, you're working at Dell, and now you got the Song of Summer. How did that happen? Where did you sort of decide to pivot into this music path?
Yeah, well, I think I've been making music for like 6 years now. And I released a song, my first song ever, 2 or 3 years ago now. And after that, my manager reached out to me and just was saying how much he liked my stuff and was like, I got to give it a try. And I was feeling a lot of like, just nerves with music. I didn't think I was like good enough to do it. It was a pipe dream to me. And, I sent him some songs. And after that, like, he really like instilled the confidence that I needed to do it. And, I think that was like the first time where I was like, all right, I'm actually going to give music a try. Like, I said I was going to do Dell while I'm working there, and I thought it was going to be like 2 more years until I was able to quit. And you know, after like 4 or 5 months, the song just like popped off.
Welcome to Soundscape with Chops. Nick, yours on the show. Shut Me Up.